Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. That's wonderful, wonderful news, y'all. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, The Fruit of My Lips, from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This song came to me in the summer of 1983. It's really hard to believe it's been 36 years as of this recording, but it has been. 1983, my goodness. Hebrews 13:15 says this, "Through him then, meaning God, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name." Now, when we think of fruit or something bearing fruit, we tend to think of apples and pears and oranges and bananas and the like, and that would be truth. Fruit comes as a process of growth and maturity, just as when a grain of wheat is planted and watered and grows into a mature plant and one day brings forth a harvest of grain, so our spiritual lives bear fruit in much the same way. And that's the story behind this song, in a sense. This song came to me sometime before my wedding, which took place on August 12th of 1983. I had gone home to my parents' home, the farm I grew up on in Boynton, Oklahoma, which is a two-hour drive from Oklahoma City. Now, this was a very exciting time in my life, not just because of the wedding, but because of all God was doing in me and teaching me about who he is and who I am as a result of who he is. Now, on my way back to Oklahoma City after that visit home, I began to sing this little song. I was just joyful for some reason. It became so real to my heart that I had to pull over to the side of I-40 and write down the words and music right there on I-40. Traffic buzzing by. All I can say is this song came as a joyful expression of the gladness of my heart, and that's the truth. As we grow in maturity in Christ, we come to learn that growth means change. And change is not always easy, is it? Just because we have the seed of faith planted in our hearts concerning Christ does not mean we will not have searing summers of fiery trials. It does not mean we will not be inundated with storms of life. It does not mean that we will not be tempted to sin. But when we come to faith in Christ, that seed of faith takes root in our heart and root in our mind, and growth begins, and change becomes inevitable. I remember thinking to myself in those days, how can I ever love a woman having come out of my old way of thinking? That was an honest thought I had, an honest question. Yet as I placed my faith in Christ and in his word, my old stinking thinking, as I call it, began to be replaced with right thinking. And I was able to be married to Melinda. That was dream come true stuff right there. I remember being so overwhelmed with the love of God and that love breaking through all the walls of my former sin prison and those walls being torn down, the chains of my sin being ripped to shreds. And all I could do was thank God for all he had done. In fact, each day I began, and I still try to do this to this day, I began with each day with thanking God for another day of life. And proclaiming to my own soul that today is going to be a great day simply because God is with me and loves me beyond my human capacity to even fully understand it. A life that has been changed and touched by the love of God will bear fruit. And one of the main evidences of that change, the fruit of a life forever changed by the love of God, praise and thanksgiving to the one who loves him like that. That's what I did. I began to praise and thank God for loving me like that. This song is so simple, yet so joyful and easy to sing, yet full of deep meaning. In fact, the word hallelujah literally means praise the Lord. And as you sing the word hallelujah, remember what you are saying and let it permeate your entire being. We also use the word hosanna in the song. Hosanna literally means save us now. We all have circumstances requiring God's intervention, his salvation in our lives every day. So why not proclaim your need by singing the word Hosanna? Proverbs 18:21 says this, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." So as you listen to this song, remember that. And why not use the power of life and death by making the choice to speak and rejoice and proclaim the truth of God's word and work in your life? And let the fruit of your lips be nothing but praise. Father, we thank you for your intervention in our life and giving us those words to sing back to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hosanna, save us now. Fill our hearts with joy at the knowledge of your presence with us and in us and through us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 34:1 says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. What does all times mean? That means all times in any situation, in any circumstance. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 103 verses 1 and 2 says this, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. And verse 22 of Psalm 103 says this, Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That means we're to bless the Lord at all times and in any place he is, and he is everywhere because he is God. So there you have it. I encourage you to speak forth life into your own life, regardless of your circumstances and in spite of how you feel. Make the choice to exalt God. Make the choice to rejoice today. It'll do your soul good. It really will. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have Artisan, my beautiful wife Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. And through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or patron of my team by going to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron, would you? That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you'd tell all your friends about this. And if you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of this song, The Fruit of My Lips, from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Now, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.